with Ali C.
More deadly tornadoes touching down all over the place in the Midwest once again. Tough stuff for the people of Joplin, Missouri. So far, 1,500 people are reported missing. What? 124 dead in Joplin. They say it's the deadliest in half a century. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, that's part of the buzz across this great nation as all eyes are on what's going on with the weather patterns, what's going on with tornadic activity. And for goodness sake, how about these people and trying to help them get back on their feet and find, first of all, find their loved ones. So the saddest piece of video I think I've ever seen, and it was on one of the network shows, and I'll describe it to you. This is radio, but there was a man probably in his early 30s walking around upset, kind of dazed, didn't know what to do. He was looking for his mother. And he said, this is where my mother lives. I dropped her off a couple of days ago. This is her apartment. She had set everything up. We were very excited. She had gotten back on her feet. She had been through some rough times. And this was the last time I saw her. And there was nothing but happiness and love and excitement over what the future was going to bring. And I have some children. And they couldn't find her. All that they could find were little odds and ends from her apartment. Just very few, including a refrigerator, but have not found her anywhere. So there seems to be this massive search for people who have not turned up because of how destructive this particular tornado was. The people in Alabama certainly can sympathize with those in Joplin, Missouri. There are different types of tornadoes, as all of you know, how strong the winds are and actually what the damage ends up being and where it touches down. If it touches down in a vacant farmland and maybe it hits a farm and nobody happens to be there at the time, or sadly it kills some of the animals, different than when it rips through an urban area. In Joplin, it hit an area where there were a lot of people living pretty closely together in neighborhoods. And, of course, the hospital that we talked about. And as a result, now here it is, just a couple of days later. And the key takeaway is, where are these missing people? And trying to identify and trying to find out what's happened. It's a very grim thing in searching for mothers and grandmothers and kids and neighbors, hundreds of people just absolutely missing. And I would have to think that part of that goes back to what was explained to me, the type of tornado, how high the winds were as they ripped through there. That number is so unbelievable to me. If I say on the air, I just open up the mic, and right here from the get-go, we say, imagine 1,500 people are missing in a community. What are you thinking? 1,500 people. They're on that official list of those who are not accounted for. So there's nothing but worried phone calls being exchanged all over the place. And I guess gradually that list will get smaller as they find people. Now, this shows you why you never stop searching or give up hope, because the police found two people alive on Tuesday. They found seven, if you remember, on Monday, a couple of days after the storm. Cell phone service was trashed. It was knocked out by the storm. So it was spotty. If there was even a chance to try to find someone through the cell phone, that's part of the problem. And what's interesting is, what do you do when there's power outages, when power is just completely down, and you're combing through areas in the daylight trying to find people? How do you know? How do you know who's been found? Do you know what the people there have done? They turn to radio, because you have local radio stations, whether you're in a small suburban area or a bigger area. So they've gone through the radio station to try to identify, calling up to say who they found. And also Facebook. So you've got people with crowbars and sledgehammers and saws just digging through wood and metal and plastic. And that's what Joplin is now. It's a city that is debris. It's a debris city. Wonder if they'll find more people on Wednesday. Just so you know, too, officially the National Weather Service said that the winds were over 200 miles an hour. When you have 200 mile an hour winds, those kind of twisters can just ravage an area. Not of just homes, but of people. Over 500 people have been killed so far in less than 6 months this year because of twisters. And a third of Joplin, Missouri, has been demolished as a result of those winds and that tornado. So there's all kinds of events going on. Throughout the next couple of shows, we're going to tell you about those, ways that you can help if you want to help the people there, and we'll continue to try to give you an update on what's happening. So the president hasn't been able to tour Joplin. He's overseas. He's in the UK specifically now. He's hanging out at Buckingham Palace with the Queen. Here's what that sounded like, both the president toasting the Queen and the Queen with some thoughts to our president.
To Her Majesty, the Queen, to the vitality of the special relationship between our peoples, and, in the words of Shakespeare, to this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England, to the Queen.
Join me in raising your glasses to the continued health, happiness, and prosperity of the people of the United States of America, and especially to the health of President and Mrs. Obama.
All right, so the UK on the heels of the trip to Ireland, and remember the president had to kind of cut the trip to Dublin a little bit short because of the volcanic ash, the concerns over that coming out of Iceland. And sure enough, a lot of flights have been grounded in other areas of Europe. It's starting to spread because of the concern about the ash, although I don't think it's going to be anything like it was last summer when you had 6 days of you're not moving, you can't get out of anywhere because of the ash spreading from that very, very active volcano. So the president in the UK signing the Westminster Abbey guest book, and apparently he's had a little bit of a relationship with the royals since he started to run for president, actually all the way back in 2008. And we got a report from the talk radio group that said that there were actually a lot of celebrities on hand this time around when he was visiting, including Tom Hanks. So that's interesting. I mean, it's interesting that they all happen to be in England at the same time. This on the heels of, what was it, the end of April when they had the big royal wedding. Coming up on this show, another version of We Can Count. Also, we're going to head to the mailbag. Lots of mail about tornadoes and advice on what to do if you're in this kind of a situation. How do you survive a tornado? I think it's pretty tough. Stay with us.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. America Tonight. I want to remind everyone, we are giving away our leather USA jacket at the end of June. The reason we're giving away it at the end of June, and I'll show it on camera again. If you go to our website, AmericaTonight.net, you can see me. I'm waving to you right now. I have on my gray sweat coat, because, of course, there was all kinds of hail and rain and tornadoes, actually, in and around my neighborhood. I wasn't so sure we'd be able to pull off the show, but now it's totally calm. And luckily, knock on wood, I didn't have anything disastrous happen to my home or my immediate neighborhood. That's the tornadoes, though, that are devastating parts of the Midwest, and some areas of the Southwest, too, are getting tornadoes. We're going to give you a little tip sheet coming up here in a few on what to do if there's a tornado. A lot of people have thoughts now. A lot of people have sent me things about tornadoes. What do you do when there's a tornado? Seriously, is there something that you can do? Well, yes, there are some things you can do. It doesn't mean that you will necessarily be able to 100% protect yourself, because like those people in Joplin, 200-mile-an-hour winds, I mean, that is an incredible battle you'd be fighting there. It's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I think, situation. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I was talking to the WWE's wrestlers last night.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. They were pretty neat.
Tell it for the audience, because this is a brush with fame, and we do those brushes with fame. Tell us the wrestlers. Do you remember any of the names?
Yes, I do. There was Drew McIntyre, John Cena, Nikolai Volkov, and Kozlov. I'm sorry, Kozlov, his name was.
Mm-hmm.
And Santino Morello, Kate.
Wow, I've heard of two of those. And John Cena, of course, is pretty well known, I think, even from all the little movie parts that
I got to see his belt yesterday. His WWE Heavyweight Championship since I worked there. And I got to see Jerry the King Lawler. I don't know if you know who he is, Kate.
Jerry the King. I don't know Jerry the King. What is he, WWE guy?
Yes, you have to ask Matt that. Matt can tell you who they all are.
All right. I know some of them. I must confess, I do know a smattering about wrestling, but I'm not as up on the current stuff because I haven't watched a lot of it lately. But I know certainly some of the past names I definitely know.
And last night before I left, I saw the Big Show.
The Big Show, wow. And
yeah.
give us kind of a little thumbnail sketch of that. What was the Big Show like?
He's like he's on TV, real very, very nice man.
Very nice man.
You would like him, Kate.
All right. I love it when
Kate,
you tell.
I want to see you take on all these WWE stars.
Wrestling? Are you kidding me? I'd be the worst. They would beat me. The worst wrestler they have would knock me over.
Well, don't forget, I'm getting the WWE Women's Championships autograph in their email, personal.
Very cool. Jeff, we love it. Keep up the brushes with fame. How fun. Thanks for joining us, checking in and telling us about your adventures. Adventures with Jeff. You never know who he's going to bump into. And if you've never heard him call the show, what's very cool about our Jeff in Oregon is he's a Special Olympic guy. And that's why he gets to meet so many of these neat people. He always has some pretty good yarns for us about the various people that he's talked to. And he had mentioned that he was going to meet some of the wrestlers. You know, in saying the wrestling thing, I happened to catch this. Dwayne The Rock. You know, The Rock. You guys know who The Rock is, right? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He went into all these movies, and finally they kind of got rid of The Rock, and they were calling him Dwayne Johnson. And now he's back to The Rock thing again because he's got a big match coming up, and he's jumping back into the ring. There's a lot of money in wrestling, and what's interesting about the wrestling culture, and we have had several wrestlers on in the past. We'll have to do it again because it's kind of fascinating stuff. Even we had Jesse Ventura on. You remember that when his new book came out, is what they've ended up doing with their lives. I mean, they're real entertainers, showmen, jump into all kinds of things. And whether it's acting or Ventura politics or, you know, a slew of other things, it's kind of interesting to see where they end up, where these wrestlers end up. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. There's a tornado chaser from Western Canada who is down in Missouri, and he said Joplin, Missouri is one of the most beautiful cities he's ever seen. Before the tornado.
Oh, I know. I've been there. It was a pretty area.
He said that he and his wife were even thinking of buying a house there and moving down there. It's about 100 miles east of Tulsa, Oklahoma. My brother went to university in Tulsa. My brother went to university at Oral Roberts University. Have you ever been there?
I have
ORU
once.
ORU in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it. The only problem is, I think Oral Roberts is dead now. I'm not sure. He was a faith healer. Oral Roberts was some kind of a television faith healer, wasn't he?
Well, he was more television.
Televangelist?
Televangelist. He was more.
But he was kind of like a faith healer. My brother got a DVD of his graduation, but he can't watch it because the hole keeps healing up. It's a joke. But anyway.
I gotcha.
But anyway, Kate, you know, the Philadelphia Flyers were in the National Hockey League for 7 years. And they won the Stanley Cup twice after being in there. And my beloved Vancouver Canuckleheads have been in the bloody NHL for 41 years. And they won squat. They might do it this year. But also, Kate, you know, President Obama said, just to change the subject here real fast, President Obama said Israel should go back to pre-1967 borders, right? Which means that it would go back to being a country that's about 5 miles wide in quite a few places, about half the country. What do you think Americans would think if Benjamin Netanyahu said that maybe the United States should go back to pre-1958 borders, and that means Hawaii would no longer be part of the United States? Obama wouldn't have been born in the United States. Alaska, we wouldn't have Sarah Palin. You know, what right does Obama tell the Muslims have all of the northern 60% of Africa and all of Western Asia, plus Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore? The Muslims have a huge, big wagon. The Muslims have exclusive control over about 40-50% of the planet, and the Jewish people want a tiny little country the size of Delaware. And Obama wants to take half of that away from them? Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the reaction has not been a positive reaction to, you're referring to last week, him talking about the 67 borders, yeah.
And one last quick thing, that bubble brain Bible banger that keeps on predicting the end of the world, why on earth does the media spend so much time on this idiot? The guy's a lunatic. I mean, a guy like that, you look at him for about a half a second, you laugh at him, then you ignore him. Why does the media so obsessed with this bubble brain Bible banger that keeps predicting the end of the world?
Because it's good. It's good controversy, and you can do a lot of stories with that, Al. That's why you answered your own question. Thanks for the call. Because when somebody predicts, you know, there's those parties, the rapture parties. So think about it. If you're a local television person, you send a crew out to cover the end of days party or whatever. And it's a natural to cover that and to get a reaction from it. Well, what makes you think this? Or then there was the sad side of it where there were actually people who tried to kill themselves. One person successful, another person ditching everything, selling everything, believing in what Harold Camping had to say. So it is intriguing. What drives a person to listen to somebody and think that their interpretation is correct and therefore they're just going with that? They're not processing it through all their own logic, and they buy into it, and they end up selling possessions. There was the woman who cut her two kids' throats. Luckily, they survived it, and she was going to kill herself. But what makes her do that? Really, really buying into what he is saying, his interpretation of the Bible, or a way to also create controversy, make some money, whatever, and it can lead to some disastrous consequences. Jonestown, the Haley Bopp people, remember that, what happened there. So I think it is an intriguing story for a couple of different reasons. All right, meet us on the flip side. We're checking the mail.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Surprisingly, quickly we'll tell you this, they're still searching for survivors in Joplin, Missouri. There are now like 125 people dead. That number climbs as the other list shrinks, then the other one gets longer. Is the missing people matching that up with people who have died? Very, very sad stuff, although they did find somebody on Tuesday, so they're finding people alive. Maybe they can still find a few folks on Wednesday. You never know. That's why the frantic, let's rescue, let's get in there. We'll take hammers and crowbars and saws and anything we can to pry away the wood. There may be somebody underneath. We might be able to have that good story of survival that can help lift us up. And they've had a few of those. That's certainly the lone good news coming out of that area. So if you want to help, Red Cross and American Red Cross, it's obvious they've set up ways where you can just donate even just a couple of bucks. If everybody threw in a few dollars, it would help, because there's going to be a lot of rebuilding and a lot of things that have to happen there. And right now it's about the hot meals and shelter and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Well, as we are fond of saying here on the show, send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. How often have you heard us say that? Plenty of times, right? And you always respond. So quickly, before we go to the phones, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Big John, listening to us in Missouri. And he says, Kate, it's with a heavy heart I tell you that so many people have lost their lives in Joplin. I had one acquaintance who is missing. His name is Tommy Brown. I hope you say it on the air. Maybe someone knows where Tommy Brown is who might happen to listen to you. A lot of people I know across the state do listen to America Tonight. So please, if you know where Tommy Brown is, somehow get in touch with us, perhaps through one of the radio stations that you mentioned. Yeah, a couple of the local Joplin stations, that's what they're doing. They're helping unite people. Wow, we're sorry about your friend, and I know there are lots of tales of that. That's one of the things that has come out of this, that, as I just mentioned, the list of missing. I said this hour, I was stunned when I heard the number 1,500 people missing, 200-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, you do the math. Who knows where these people are? Let's just hope that they find some of them still living, or find that they are someplace else and are trying to get back, or, you know, you never know. Let's just put it that way. This one is from Dick Ingle, who says, "Hello, America. Tonight, justice may finally be served up. Poor Elizabeth Edwards, she might be dead, but she still may be able to get some revenge, if I can say that. How about what the Justice Department has decided to do, Kate? What's your reaction?" Okay, if you haven't heard, and I have said this, this is breaking news. The U.S. Department of Justice is saying that it's going to allow John Edwards to be prosecuted in an investigation into campaign finance violations. At the heart of this is the fact that, remember, he fathered a child with a woman named Ryle Hunter, who was a videographer. She was on the 2008 presidential trail with him when he was running to get the Democratic nod. So the question was, did campaign money go to pay for her video, for her as a videographer? She was doing some kind of a documentary, is how the story goes. But see, a lot of twisted things happened in this, because you had the campaign aide, remember Andrew Young, who lied and tried to cover it up and said that he was having an affair with her, and all kinds of weird things came out of that. Weird in the sense that Edwards was like delusional, thinking nobody would find out about this kid and the fact that he was running for president. Another sidebar is that the mistress, Ryle Hunter, is suing that aide that I mentioned, Young, to have a sex tape and some other things returned to her. Young admitted that he helped cover up Edwards' affair during the campaign run, and he worked for months to keep her in a hiding spot. See, that's part of the problem. It's all those lies and cover-ups. And the thing is, do you know how much money that she got all together? I mean, I guess she got at least $150,000 initially, but at one point, they say the total was up to $700,000. If you give $700,000 to a video producer who's pregnant with your child in the end, I'm going to say there's a good chance they might find enough evidence to go after you. So now John Edwards in a heap of trouble. And one final one here. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin and emails us almost every day, just like our good friend Dennis McMahon does, the attorney out of Vermont. Great guy, always has great ideas and suggestions, and we often read his stuff. Well, Jake is saying, "Latest on Maria Shriver, I love it. She's hired a private eye, going after Arnold big time. Wonder how much money she's going to get. Kate, this could be the divorce of the century. People thought it was Tiger Woods. Look out, because we're talking about assets that have been valued up to maybe $400 million. What do you think?" Yeah, it's interesting. I read that there was a prenuptial agreement. They've been married for 25 years, but all this infidelity, she's going to have a good lawyer, and that could certainly be switched around. I don't know what the prenup says, and she certainly had family money too, so who knows? It's going to be an expensive divorce. There's absolutely no doubt about it, unless they don't get divorced, because she's Catholic and he's Catholic, And would they get the divorce annulment? I can't imagine that she's going to stay with him. This private investigator is looking into whether he had other children with other women, because that rumor is heavy, heavy, heavy out there. And I think that's probably going to be part of it. And, you know, he's whatever's going on. I'm sure he is concerned. And so is she about these kids. They have four kids together. The youngest is the same age as the love child, 13. But that's got to be rough on those kids. That's the hard part. I don't care who you are. You got to feel for those kids. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hey, Donna.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You just said it. I said, she's a Kennedy. Ain't she rich enough?
She's got to have. I mean, there's so many Kennedys, but they had a massive fortune, so she's got something, yes.
Yeah. Hey, and also, wouldn't it be amazing if there was a law? I mean, I guess we're getting too religious here or something like that, but if you got caught, infidelity, having sex with another woman while you were married to a different woman, and that woman had a child that you had to be kept, it was legal to castrate you. Could you imagine that?
Oh, they could. Are you kidding? There's no way you could have a law like that.
I know, but could you imagine the deterrent, what your guys would be thinking, no sex.
What it would be? It'd be the reverse of Iran, where women have no rights and they get stoned. Whoops! The woman who is shrouded, you can only see her eyes, she's an adulteress, or the crazy things they accuse the women of in Iran. It would be the complete reverse if in the United States we did that. But, here's the thing, Don. Some people say the opposite. Why can't American women, somebody said this to me today, why can't American women be more like French women, and that's just part of the deal? Your man has a mistress, and that's how it works, and he loves you, and he may love her, and it's all good.
Oh.
Well, that's not my way. I'm just saying, I agree. Like, no, thank you.
That's like saying, hey, every man in America can be a polygamist, and so can the women, let's just all be swingers or something like that. Anyway, the perversion of sex in America. But in any case, we're not going to have enough time for energy here, but we'll do it tomorrow. I've got to unload, Kate. I've held my temper for about 4 days now, not saying much about it. But our wonderful president, some of us were smart enough to pay attention to his upbringing, people that he was listening to, being influenced by Jeremiah Wright, fake Christian church at the front for Nation of Negro Islam, and you sat back and you thought, gee, this guy gets elected. I hope he really doesn't think that way, But to sit there and to actually say things to Israel and tell them to move the borders back to where they were before in 67 and, just basically make your country undefensible and it's just unbelievable, Kate. I mean, the man's got a Muslim name, but he wants to portray that he's a Christian. That's a lie. Okay, this guy is totally, and the part that really pees me the most is the Jews actually in America actually voted for this guy in the last election.
Wait a second, Don. I mean, look, I'm not a great supporter of Obama's, you know that, but do you really think, and I understand Jeremiah Wright and some of the way he preaches and what he had heard all those years and sitting in his church, but really do you think that Barack Obama, it's just a cover-up and he's really a Muslim, even as much as he quotes Christianity and has said over and over again things that are related to the Christian religion, and has said even he said something about recently that he was not a Muslim. See, I think that there is this tendency, we're out of this, Don, we're up against it, but I think there is this tendency when you just don't like Obama, and I get that. I get the ineffectiveness, wanting a change, being frustrated with it and all that, but I think there is a tendency when you're digging through the drawer to come up with things, it's a distraction to put that label on him. I don't think it sticks, especially the way there's all those denials. Stay with us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Give us 30 minutes a week, and we'll help you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid, so we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school, how not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And the sight after 7 years is what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
You like that song? Survive on Lust. Ask Arnold Schwarzenegger about that, or Tiger Woods. Not working out too well for either one of those two. Or John Edwards, who now is going to have to face the music about the mistress that he gave $700,000 to. Who knows if ultimately they'll be able to nail him, but they have the evidence to pursue it, and the Justice Department took a long time going through this case. And remember, there was testimony and everything else along the way. So I'd have to think they feel pretty confident in the evidence that they've been able to amass. It's pretty simple. Did he use campaign money that people donated to pay this woman? Can you imagine? You believe in John Edwards. Woo, I want you to be president. You're so good to the poor people. And I've got $10 in my pocketbook and I'm giving it to John Edwards. Or I'm a high-rolling Democrat, and he's my guy, and I'm writing the biggest check I can write because there's a limit. I'm writing them the check. How do those people feel by being ripped off by Edwards? I mean, they had to – I know it was like a knife going through the stomach of many, because he definitely had people who liked him. I don't think he would have gotten the nomination over Barack Obama, but doesn't matter. he was that aw shucks kind of guy that was out there who was a familiar face to a lot of people. And he would have had a cabinet position with Obama, but he blew that up with this whole thing. And now, could he actually get nailed for it? Could he actually do, even if it's a light sentence, could he end up doing a light sentence? All right, without further ado, let's cue up one of my favorite segments, and that would be We Can Count. This is a scary set of numbers. I happen to read this, and of course, it comes out of a foreign newspaper in Sweden. We have friends in Sweden. In fact, Lovisa Frost from the Talk Radio Network group, who will be on hand when I'm at the UN doing the broadcast, she hails from Sweden. So the local newspaper there did a study about long commutes and marriage, and the Swedish study found that it was not good for marriages. And they did a poll in the newspaper and piggybacked on the numbers they got from a university in northern Sweden. What they flat out said is a long commute to work could further increase the chances of a divorce by 40%. 11% of Swedes, so in their country, have a journey to work that consists of a 45-minute commute or longer, is what they found in this university study, right? And the commuters have small kids, and they're in a relationship. So what they're saying is, in the family where the man commutes, the woman has to take a less qualified job closer to home, so that means less money, a larger share of the responsibility for the kids in the household, and it's not working out well at all. And, you know, what's happening in Sweden could be a microcosm of what's happening in the United States. I've said this before, if there is ever a strain in a marriage, it's like the study we did starting a week off about housework and the genders in male and female, and how it was bad for both. There was like a 10% drop off for the women. And the gist of all of this is because people are working so much and they're stretched, when you've got children especially, and then just even household chores, who's doing those chores, and you have both people working, that's another thing that puts a strain on it. And then you've got somebody in a case situation where one person's working at a big time job, another's working, so they still have to put in the hours, and then they've got to deal with the kid situation. I mean, how do we survive? Let's go back to a simpler time, right? What's, you know, what is it? Is it Walmart or Kmart or one of them does those rollback prices? We got to roll back to some simpler things. might make it a little bit easier. By the way, to throw this out there, that study was based on information from 2 million Swedish households between 95 and 2000. And Swedish folks travel longer distances to work, at least 45 minutes, but that's the average commute for Americans, too. And with the infrastructure of cities, sometimes it's even longer than it should be. So, you know, do the math, and I'd say that all of us are in the same bind. How do you do it? How do you raise a family? How do you get all the things done that you have to do, even if it's the bare minimum, and make it all work where you're not just collapsing into a heap at the end of the night? I think that's how the whole couch potato thing happened. You finally just say, you know, enough. And how many people are falling asleep on couches because they're zonked? I'm done. I got to watch the game. I got to do something. I got to just chill for a second here because I can't take it anymore. Continuing with this version of We Can Count, how about this? The stimulus and tax cheats. Oh, that's shocking, isn't it? Well, what they found out, I was reading an article in the Washington Times, is that people who receive stimulus money turned out to also want to not pay the taxes. Yeah, give me your money. I'm a contractor. I'll take your money, and then I'm not going to pay it back on what I owe. And certainly not all of them. But here's what's happened. There's a construction company that won a whole bunch of money under the 2009 stimulus program, and they were flat out just delinquent on their federal taxes. How much? $700,000. That seems to be the number of the hour, $700,000. And they entered, another company entered into one of those payment plans where with the IRS, but they kept defaulting on that agreement, and yet they still were able to get money. How is that? We're not getting money. Are you getting money? Did you owe the government? I don't care if you owed them $100. Are they offering you deals? So this company still got a contract of more than $1 million. And where does this information come from? The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, released that information on Tuesday. All told, the government investigators found out that during the period that they were looking at, check this out, one out of every six stimulus contracts, right, or any of that grant money went to a known tax cheat. Crazy. They found that 3,700 stimulus recipients owed a total of $757 million in taxes. So they're cheating on the taxes, but they still get money. Do you know how much money they got? So, okay, let's take these numbers again. You have 3,700 people getting the money. They owed $757 million in taxes. And you know what? They got $24 billion in stimulus money. Give us the money. Why are we getting grilled for the little tiny amount we owe or the crazy little amount that we get back? And you wonder about our national debt at $14 trillion when you hand out $24 billion to people who are cheats? Come on now. I mean, give me a break. So that information is out there. And I'm glad that the GAO put it out there because it's just another thing to make our hair go on fire. You know, when they say your hair is on fire, my hair is on fire. I don't get it. I don't get it in the ability to figure out who to give money to that this isn't, they don't check this out. Crazy. Once again, the death toll is climbing in Joplin, Missouri. The latest that I just received is 130. There are still over 1,400 people reported missing as they try to get those two lists together. The president, who's in London, says he's going to hurry back and get to Joplin, Missouri on Sunday when he gets back from his trip.